You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and it's a few minutes past 7:30. You're going to be listening to Kadasu right now, and here is my theme song where I'm going to be clicking the play button. Enjoy it, folks. That was Ue o Muite Aruko, also known in English as Sukiyaki. I'm pretty sure groups such as, 4 AM? I think there was that R&B one-hit wonder that came by and sang that before. But, of course, it was originally sung by Sakamoto Q. That was a punk group called Sugar Lunch that was making that cover. My name is Alex Ushijima. You're listening to CITR, and this show is called Kadasu, where I will be playing for the next an hour and a half-ish some great Japanese independent music. I usually play a lot of alternative, punk, rock, yada yada yada, but I also will be playing some great experimental music as well for tonight, including one of the percussionist drummers of OOIOO. I like to say OOIO, but he made a group called Olaibi, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But how about we get this more energetic punk going by starting it off with Gingnam Boys. These guys are just ridiculously crazy. If you just Google them up and watch it on YouTube, their live shows of their that are recorded on video is just outrageous. And if you have seen it, you know what I am talking about. But anyways, this is their song called You and I Versus the World.
You and I, now I forever. You and I, now I forever. We'll be right back.
Nam Boys, You and I versus the World, just played on the air at the UBC. And Ginam Boys, as I mentioned earlier, if you just listened to me talking about this band before you heard that track, they're known for their controversial and very violent acts. The singer Kazunobu Mineta, he really dresses up like Iggy Pop, or more of like this really crazy Japanese comedic celebrity that really wears these tight black pants and just knocks over everything, including the speakers, the amps, the instruments, and even his own bandmates. Even dropped kicked one of his guitarists in the head during one concert. But probably the craziest moment for him, for Mineta, to cause a lot of controversy or violence or something, it was occurred in an outdoor concert called Rocking Japan Festival. And in 2005, he actually stripped completely naked in front of 45,000 people. And I have to say, Rocking Japan, even though it is all about a rock show, it was for all ages. So for those mommies and daddies that brought their little children, they just totally freaked out to see his long john. So surprisingly, the police didn't really penalize him for that either. So he didn't serve any time of service or didn't get any charges, fees, or anything like that. But instead, it caused a lot of responses on their message board at the website, and perhaps that led to them to become quite famous in the punk underground in Japan. So again, that was Ginam Boys. And next up, let me play some Bloodthirsty Butchers, one of my favorite bands in the J-Indie. And this is a band that started back way back in 1987. It's already been 20 years. Incredible. Congratulations, guys. And for this band, their signature sound, it's more like signature length. Like, many of their songs are quite long, averaging around 5 to 7 minutes, but there are some albums that each track can go up to 15 minutes long. So as a rock album, an everlong rock album, it is very, very lengthy, if there is such a word. But nonetheless, but their sound doesn't really make it sound like it's 5 minutes. You kind of like pause in that moment of the rock. And for that, I think there are a lot of Japanese bands that really respect him, including a Number Girl. But even the international bands are also having a great time having the Bloodthirsty Butchers as their opening act. And that will also include artists such as Beck, Fugazi, Rage Against the Machine, and even the Flaming Lips too. So I will just play their song next, and I hope you guys will like it very much. This song is fortunately 5 minutes and 40 seconds long, but it's called Kaze, meaning wind. Hope you like it.
We'll be right back.
Thirsty Butchers with the song Kaze. And I hope that blew your mind. Really, really great music. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and hope you guys are enjoying your relaxing ride back home. And I don't want to remind you, but it is the last day of the long weekend. Yes, okay, sorry, I said it. Reality has just struck you, right? But hey, no worries. It's still great weather. Hope you guys are liking it. And hey, Arts County Fair is also coming up this Thursday, I believe. And if you're many of the fans like Sam Roberts, maybe you should go, but I will probably just go there for Pride Tiger. You should probably check them out. But anyways, next up, I will be playing Asobi Seksu, and they just recently released a CD called Live at the Echo, and this is their live recording at the Echo venue in Los Angeles. However, for a group that has a Japanese singer and having some international acclaim, they never had the chance to go over to Japan and play. It's really odd because the singer Yuki is a Japanese girl that really incorporate English and Japanese lyrics into the songs, which makes them greatly unique and amazing. But I think that they should go there very, very soon. And by the way, before I play a song by Asobi Seksu, you should probably check out their music video for Goodbye. It's quite amazing, where they have animation, a 3D computer graphic animations of origami, and you see like these paper fold over and over continually, just forming and transfiguring into shapes from cranes to flowers. It's very beautiful. So if you're listening to this on your PC, you may just want to check it out. But fortunately, I'm not going to be playing the music from Live at the Echo because I cannot find it tonight. But instead, I will be playing from their Sophomore album called Citrus. And this song is called Pink Cloud Tracing Paper. Oh, by the way, if you have any comments for the show at the moment, you can give me a ring. It is 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. And any comments or maybe some requests, as long as they have it at the CITR library, I will do my best and play on the air. Okay, folks? But anyways, here's Asobi Seksu on CITR. We'll be right back.
swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth. Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Some Yura Teikoku taking over the airwaves with their song Kizu Darake no Guitar, which means a scar filled guitar. Of course, the last word is guitar. It sounds very similar, just sounds a little bit more Japanese accented. Guitar. Pretty awesome stuff. And before that, we also had Asobi Sexu. Technically not a band from Japan, they're actually from New York, but hey, you know, doesn't matter. I really love the song, and not to mention the singer is a Japanese girl named Yuki, who likes to put English and Japanese lyrics into that track. The song was called Pink Cloud Tracing Paper, and hope you guys liked both of those songs. Next up, let me just switch it up a little bit. It's not going to be rock, where I just played the last little while, but it'll be some tribal music, quite experimental. I hope you guys are going to like it. It's a band called Ola Ibi, and it is a solo unit. I did say band, but it's a solo unit made by I, who is the drummer and the percussionist for OOIOO. So if you're a fan for that group, I think you'll like Ola Ibi as well. And in this song I'm going to be playing next, you'll hear a lot of compositions of conga drums and some very fantastic tribal beats. It may sound a little bit repetitive, but it is very rhythmic. And if you like some East Asian instrument sounds, you will also hear that as well. And if you like to have the cherry on top, I would like to say that this album was produced by Yoshimi by The Boredoms. So I think once you hear that, you may know what to expect next. It's a very psychedelic tribal track, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called Wahatun, and you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Turn it up. I'm not La Ibi with the song Wahatan. Very psychedelic beats that just keep on going on and in a rhythmic way, and it just goes into its own tribal world if you just being in that moment. Hope you guys like that. Next up, I will be playing Buffalo Daughter. And this is a group that was formed by three people, Sugar Yoshinaga, Yumiko Ono, and DJ Yamamoto Moog. And this group started way back in 93. And they had to make their breakthrough by signing with Grand Royale. But they also had a really strong tour in Europe and released an album called Captain Vapor Athletes. But it is through their second album called New Rock where they established themselves as one heck of a group from Japan. They're pretty confident as well on their website that they considered their New Rock album as, quote, world masterpiece. So even just saying that is quite it's a pretty strong statement to say world masterpiece, but the music itself backs it all up. I'm going to be playing a song from this album. It's called The Three Bass, and it's going to pick up a little slow if you're a little impatient. If you listen to it, it sounds just quite basic, quite regular, maybe not enough notes in the track, but you start hearing this Japanese conversation in the beginning as if they're supposed to do an interview while this song is playing. Like, you even hear one guy saying in Japanese, well, what the hell am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to do a discussion? And then later they start picking up talking about anything that comes up to mind, such as what they have done today, what did they like about music. And as the music progresses, this music really grows with more steady and slow sounds that can be minimal on one hand, but you can also hear some elements of hip-hop in here too. You'll hear some scratching and some samples that you may recognize, and it just picks up fast, not faster, but you just feel this crescendo of the beats coming right up. You'll probably hear a lot of cowbells in this track too. So if you want some more cowbells, then maybe you should just stay on this wonderful radio station. But anyways, let me just play that song for you. Again, it's called it's the band called Buffalo Daughter, and the song is called Three Bass. I should stop apologizing on the air. But anyways, you're listening to 101.9 FM. Check it out.
え、そうなんだ。リクエストやんだ。はい。喋んなよって言われても。じゃあ今日は、この車どうしたの?今日は、えっと、言うてんでんで、僕かで、あ、言って。この車どうしたの?今日は、結構何も聞かないようにしてきた。
今日なんかなったかな。あ、なってな。でもジャックベリーかかった。かかってた。初めに。ジャックベリーは覚えてるけど。まあでもジャックベリーが一番記憶に残りますね。あれね、ギターすごい落ち着いてたっていうのが。すごい良かったね。
そうですね。
the guy says, hey, we're done at the very end of the song. And yeah, that was the it. It was Olaibi. No, it's not. Sorry. It's Buffalo Doubter. Yeah, I'm mixing it up lately. It's Buffalo Doubter with a song called Three Bass. And I'm going to stop here for a moment. Let me do a little bit of public service announcements. And there's some great shows coming up. Whether you like world music or some Japanese old school opera, let me just give you a little more information. First off, UBC Chan Center will present the international world music artist Dadawa on May 31st, 2007 for the Exploration Grand Finale concert. And Dadawa is the first contemporary Chinese diva to achieve the worldwide stardom, and she'll be playing in Vancouver. She blends great traditional sounds of Asians with modern world music. The show starts at 8 a.m. Again, it's on May 31st. And if you want to get tickets or more information, you can just contact the Chan Center, 604-677-1383. Next, David Suzuki is going to do a lecture called The Challenge of Sustainability. It's the City of North Vancouver's Futures Lecture Series, and it presents a talk by, of course, David Suzuki, who is the world-renowned author, broadcaster, and environmentalist. If you don't know him, you've been living under a rock. His lecture will be on April 11th, that is a Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Centennial Theatre, 2300 Lonsdale Avenue, North Vancouver. It is free admission, so for more information to find or find out how you can get there, go to www.cnv.org. And finally, No Mask Exhibition, a Japanese opera, Thursday, April 12th to Saturday, April the 14th at the Nikkei Place, which is on Kingsway and Spurling, Burnaby, British Columbia. And it'll feature Kazuo Okumura, who is a no mask maker in Japan, who will show his works and demonstrate no mask making. And there will also be a taiko performance as well on Saturday, April the 14th. This is also free as well. So if you want to get more information on this event, call 604-777-7000. That's it for the public service announcements. Very quick and very easy. And I hope you would like to check out those Asian cultural events. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Anyways, let me just play the next song. It's by Sloth Love Chunks, Nagareru Mono, Hanare Banareru Mono. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. What other station would you listen to, right? Thank you.
遅れてた犬と僕離れ離れるもの砂かけるよ波かぶってみるよ
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
That was a little bit of a pot shot. Great ska band. Too bad they split up back in 2005. The song is called Make a Change, right? Maybe about your spare change or maybe changing someone off the streets. You know what I'm talking about. And before that, I had Sloth Love Chunks. Nagareru mono, hanare banareru mono. And yes, I only have 30 minutes left. My, how time flies. And at 9 o'clock, just a reminder, the jazz show will be on with hosted by Gavin Walker, and he'll be playing some great jazz music from 9 p.m. to, I believe, 12 midnight. Yes, 12 midnight, and I think it'd be a fantastic show. So if you need to listen to some jazz or need the urge of some sweet blues, check out the jazz show, Gavin Walker, on where else? 101.9 FM CITR. If you just tuned in, this is Karasu. I play a lot of Japanese music, whether they are Japanese artists or they have Japanese musicians. Most likely, they're fantastic and talented artists, all from Japan. So I hope you guys are liking the show thus far. Just a reminder that there is also podcasting available for this program as well as other programs on this radio station. All you have to do, just go to our website, www.citr.ca. How about we play something a little more hip and a little more poppy? Played a little bit of ska here, a little bit of tribal world music there. So how about we just wedge in a little bit of pop this time? This band, it's called The Aprils. They sound a little similar to YMCK, where they incorporate some Nintendo-ish 8-bit sound effects. But unlike YMCK, where they only use 8-bit sound effects, they also add a little bit of electronica in their music as well. So it may be a little more mainstream-oriented, but I think it's still music to our ears. This group started off as a college band, and then after some member changes for throughout their entire band careers, it really involved with people with multi-talents. And they even have a VJ as well. I'm not really talking about a VJ that would see on a mainstream TV, where they are not that great in my personal opinion, but I'm talking more about a musician that really takes control of the animation and video footages at the live concert and display it on a projection screen that will go along with the music that they play. As a result, for their very unique style of putting video presentations as well as live music, they really got a lot of appreciation overseas, especially after they had a US tour back in 2004. I believe they went to New York for that one. And how should I explain their music? Well, according to Kentaro Imai, they really tried to aim for music that expresses nostalgia and dreams that people had in the 20th century and try and pass over that feeling over to the 21st century. And I say that it really has a little bit of sort of like Pizzicato 5, maybe not the best comparison. I really like Pizzicato 5's retro style more. But for the Aprils, this is a little more digital and synthesized and a little more cute as well. So if you like pop, then you should check out this band. This is The Aprils, and the song is called Panda Reprise. And what do you think they'll to be talking about? One particular animal. Yes, pandas. Hope you guys like it. This is 101.9.
Panda, This is Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
Some super snaz for that track. Hope you guys really enjoyed that. It's called Too Much Trouble. And before that, I had some Aprils with some Panda Reprise, a clash of pop and punk back to back. But hope you guys really enjoyed it. Nothing less, nothing more. Really cool stuff. Anyways, I just want to be playing a little bit of Supercar. How about that? That'd be really cool. It's called Satori. And maybe follow it up with some DJ Crush. as well. So stay on this radio station, 101.9 FM, and keep on rocking with some Japanese tunes. This show is called Karasu, and check it out.
We'll be right back.
Just had some DJ crush right there. Song's called Third Eye. Before that, we had a supercar with a song Satori, which means enlightenment, I believe, in Japanese. So I'm going to be playing a little bit of experimental music up next from a request. Couldn't find exactly what he was looking for, fortunately, but we'll be playing some Boredoms up next. It's from the album Pop Tatari. And let me just play the track number 9. It's called The Telehorse Uma. And it'll be some one wild track. Hope you guys will be enjoying it very much. Just a reminder that you can give me a call if you want to give me some 2 cents or some maybe some requests. I'll try and do my best, and I'll just do what DJs are supposed to do. Play music what you guys will be looking for. So if you want to give me a ring, 604-822-CITR. That's a UBC CITR. Or if you prefer it in the numbers, it's 822-2487. So let me just play some Boredoms up next. And if you're driving right now, drive safely. If not, just drive. Anyways, here's some Boredoms. Check it out on 101.9. Was the Boredoms from the album Pop Tatari, and that was the song Tell a Horse Uma. And Patrick, I hope that was good for your request. Thank you very much for your call, and definitely I will check out the albums and the information that you provide me. So again, thank you very much. So next I will be finishing it up, wrapping it up. Time is running out, so I'll probably finish it off with some Vola and Oriental Machines. And otherwise, there are some members of X Number Girls in this group, and it's gonna be some great rockin' tunes for this one. So anyways, my time is up. Thank you very much for listening to this entire show. Again, you can send me an email, which is japanindie@gmail.com. Japan, as in the country, and indie, INDIE, @gmail.com. And any comments or suggestions will be greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita. And another thing, I will be away on the 16th. Boohoo. Well, there are some things that I gotta wrap up. But otherwise, I will be doing my radio show. But unfortunately, I do have to take a day off next week. So it will be replaced by Wilson. And I think he'll do a great job as well. But anyways, I will be back 2 weeks from now. So I will be on at 7:30 Monday, 2 weeks from now. And I hope until then, keep on listening to CITR and support community music. So thank you very much, and I'll just pass this time to the Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, after I play this song. I'll see you guys later. Take care. Sayonara.